Weekday mornings from 8:30, David Bevan on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Nikolai Bailharts and Stacey Lee with you. It is 7:15. Well, you will know the phrase happy campers. Well, some campers, it appears, aren't too happy right now. If you've been keeping an eye on COVID restrictions, you will have noticed that one of the things that's changed quite early was a restriction on outdoor activities or easings of outdoor activities in some cases. They were one of the first things to be eased, and it seems that the reasoning behind that is that you're less likely to transmit the virus if you're in an outdoor setting. But the group that represents outdoor school camps says it's still facing significant restrictions. Luke Duncan is the spokesperson for Outdoors SA and joins us. Luke Duncan, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for getting me on, guys.
What is the situation at the moment? Can school camps run?
No. So what we've seen is a policy from the state government restricting camps, excursions, incursions so far for the first 4 weeks of term.
What have you been told about why these camps can't go ahead?
It's a pretty blanket brushstroke statement that just says to minimise risk. These are considered high-risk activities. So in an effort to minimise the spread of COVID in a school environment, they're just going to blanket statement remove higher risk activities.
Have you been told what higher risk means? What's higher risk about a school camp as opposed to a classroom?
Well, so this is the sort of lack of clear and concise communication I think our sector is facing when dealing with the state government. It's their perception may be things like dormitory accommodation or travel in buses, etc. But, you know, being a blanket, if we looked at something like going for a bushwalk in Blair National Park, I mean, it's pretty common that people would make the assumption that sitting in a maths class with 32 participants versus 20 people going on a bushwalk, which one would be a higher risk for contagious illnesses? I think we'd all vote one in favour of the other, wouldn't we?
Well, tell us about the relevance of the timeline as well. Did you say there's a ban for 4 weeks, and why is that so significant in the first 4 weeks of school?
Yeah, really good question. So the outdoor, especially the school camp sector here in South Australia, employs primarily casuals because of the way that the school terms are structured. So the providers and the staff go through this sort of lull of income and revenue over Christmas because term four has ended. And then we sort of regroup and prepare for term one. Term one is a peak season in this sector because you have many schools that are looking at doing orientation and induction experiences, team building, team development, etc. So after a lull period of, you know, 6-7 weeks of no income, we rely heavily on what we refer to as our peak season, which is that first half of term one. So then to be told in, you know, mid-January, quite late in the game, really, that there wouldn't be any camps for the first 4 weeks of term, it's put a lot of providers, operators in an area of financial hardship.
And for those operators, I'm imagining that at least some of them would have had a significant run of bookings. And so what happened? The schools just one by one, when the word got out, rang and said, sorry, we're not going to be able to go ahead.
Yeah, look, the communication is not that clear. So the wording used by the state government was temporarily postponed. And they've used that terminology very, very well to sort of not put themselves in a position of having to pay cancellation fees. They haven't actually asked schools to cancel per se. They've said postpone. However, you know, we're looking at, you know, 50, 60, 80, 100 outdoor camps across the sector that, you know, in busy peak times, that's almost impossible to postpone. So the school are sort of, you know, empathising with the school. They are stuck in the middle. And many of them want their camp experience. They value them. Many of them have had relationships for 15, 20 years with some of these operators. But now that, you know, there's these tainted or stained relationships because it's like, well, who's paying those deposits? Who's paying those cancellation or postponement fees? You know, who's contractually obligated? The state government have made this policy without really looking at financial assistance.
Now, you mentioned that you've struggled to find some of the reasoning behind why this has been put in place, but you mentioned that idea of indoor dormitory accommodation, people getting there, having dinners together all at night. We've also heard from the education department that they are expecting to see a rise in COVID cases amongst younger people. Is that reasoning fair enough? Is it better to be precautionary?
Within reason, there are certain aspects you could look at, but I think one thing that, you know, that needs to be taken into consideration as well is the outdoor sector, being a sector that takes dependent participants into areas of perceived risk, We are really stringent with risk management practices. So whether it's COVID or whether it's gastro, dealing with contagious illnesses is something that's always been at the forefront of any camp operator's mind, because no camp operator wants that reputational damage of having to send, 200 students home and they'll get gastro. So I think there are valid concerns that can be managed, but I think a blanket statement that there will be no camps and excursions, if something like that is going to be made, then there needs to be a bigger picture flow and effect thought process into how that actually impacts the state's economy, thousands of staff members that have just lost, over a month's worth of work. And so sitting down between the department with SA Health, with outdoor professionals, and saying, this shouldn't be a blanket statement approach. Let's break down what is appropriate and what's not in terms of high risk or managing risk and go forward in that capacity, rather than just play the safe game and say, look, there'll be no camps and excursions.
Luke Duncan is the spokesperson for Outdoors SA. It's 21 past 7 here on ABC Radio Adelaide. Well, Adam Hooper is chief executive from Open Camps, which runs a site at Victor Harbour. Adam Hooper, good morning.
Good morning, Nicola.
Can you tell us about your site and what you do?
Absolutely. We're a genuine not-for-profit at Victor Harbour. We've been there since 1936. And our camp stands to provide not only great opportunities and experiences for students coming to camp, and as Luke said, this is some of the most important times for students getting together and building those relationships, but we use the funds that we create, Nicolai, to create wonderful programs for disadvantaged children, for autistic families, for veterans that have experienced post-traumatic stress. And we're really concerned by the government's decision, as Luke said, to make a blanket decision. And it goes so much further than the first 4 or 5 weeks of the term. This has put a ripple effect through the whole industry, through the whole sector. Schools and teachers are very, very confused about the direction that's been given by a government. And government must come to the table and understand if they make these kinds of decisions, there needs to be support backed around it. This is just lazy policy.
So, Adam, how many, camps or programs have you had that have been cancelled? And are schools confident enough to rebook them yet? Or is it just a cancellation and not looking to the future just yet?
That's a great point, Stacey. We would have started in week zero. We had orientation type camps. So we're now in week 4. It's been a complete cancellation of camps. No, they're not looking to rebook, postpone the camps, because their curriculum is totally banked up. They just don't have the capacity to be able to do it. So to make a general statement that camps will be postponed is just naive.
Okay, Adam Hooper, thanks for your time. Adam Hooper there, the chief executive of Open Camps. And before that, we were talking to Luke Duncan from Outdoors SA. Now, we have put in a call to the Education Minister for a response, and we've just received a statement from the Treasurer, which says the government has recently announced 2 further rounds of financial assistance costing about $90 million, and businesses in this sector are eligible to apply. Some businesses in the sector have already received up to $40,000 in assistance.
And we are getting lots of texts too on this issue. If you'd like to join that conversation, 0467 922 891, the text number, or of course you can give us a call and have a chat to us, 1300 222 891. One person on the text line says individual music lessons on a school campus are also being deemed high risk, so private tutors are also losing income. Melissa says this also includes hundreds of swimming instructors who are casual employees with no work, no pay. I've been a loyal worker for the department for 11 years. We're an outdoor centre, but we aren't included in underemployment figures or unemployment figures.
And some of you can understand why the ban is in place. Anne from Blackwood says, surely it's not hard to work out why they've been postponed. We're in a pandemic. And Anne from Blackwood also says her child goes to a private school and they're doing a bushwalk tomorrow. So seems like some activities are going ahead at some schools, but not at others. We'd love to hear your thoughts. 1300 222 891 is the phone number to call, or 0467 922 891.